Welcome to Buddies for Life, the lifestyle platform for breast cancer survivors. Coping with the Holidays During Cancer Treatment by Gabriella Curry. This episode is brought to you by Nestle Health Science to promote nutritional awareness and education throughout your cancer journey. To support you along every step of your nutritional cancer journey, visit mycancermynutrition.co.za. Statements of fact and opinions expressed in this episode belong to the contributor and do not necessarily reflect the opinion or position of Nestle Health Science. Gabriella Curry offers tips for you to still find festive joy during cancer treatment. The holiday season is often filled with celebrations, traditions, and family gatherings, but if you're navigating cancer treatment, this time of year can cause mixed emotions. Whether you're undergoing chemotherapy, recovering from surgery, or receiving radiation therapy, it's normal to feel overwhelmed, exhausted, or uncertain about how to participate in festivities. Here are some tips to still find joy in the festivities. Give yourself permission to slow down. You may not have the same energy or enthusiasm you had a year ago, and that's okay. Fatigue is common during all stages of treatment. Set realistic expectations for yourself. You don't have to host, cook, or attend every event, so rather choose the traditions that matter most and let go of the rest. Your loved ones will understand. Remember, this season is about connection, not perfection. Plan around your treatment schedule. If you're currently undergoing chemotherapy or radiation, plan holiday activities around your energy levels and treatment dates. Ask your oncology team when you might feel most fatigued or nauseous after treatment and schedule key events during your good days or listen to your body when you learn how long it takes you to feel well in between treatment sessions. It's important to rest before and after gatherings. Even short naps can help. If you're traveling, keep it simple. If you're visiting family, consider shorter trips or celebrations closer to home. If you're recovering from surgery, make comfort your priority. Avoid lifting heavy objects or standing for long periods while cooking or decorating. Let others handle the physical task. Your body needs time to heal. Protect your health. During treatment, your immune system may be more vulnerable. It's important to stay safe, especially during the busy holiday season. Avoid large crowds or close contact with anyone who is sick. Carry hand sanitizer and wash your hands often. Ask loved ones to postpone a visit if they're unwell. This is a sign of care, not distance. Eat mindfully. Enjoy your favorite holiday foods, but listen to your body. Choose nourishing meals and stay hydrated, even when festive treats are tempting. Manage fatigue with gentle movement and rest. If your treating oncology specialist allows, light activity such as short walks or gentle stretching can help ease stiffness and improve energy. Listen to your body's signals, rest when you need to, even if it means missing part of a gathering. Let others know you may step away for a while to recharge. Your well-being always comes first. Communicate openly. Let your friends and family know what would make your holidays easier, whether it's preparing a meal, driving you to an appointment, or simply spending quiet time together. If you're feeling emotional, don't hide it. Talking about your feelings can ease the pressure to stay positive all the time. It's okay to laugh one moment and cry the next. Both are part of healing. Find new ways to celebrate. Your traditions may look different this year, but that doesn't mean that they can't be meaningful. Keep the love and traditions alive by watching movies, exchanging messages online if you can't attend gatherings in person, creating a gratitude list or memory jar with loved ones, and focusing on smaller, quieter moments, a shared meal, a nature walk, or listening to holiday music. Be kind to yourself. The most important tip is to treat yourself kindly and with the same compassion you'd offer a friend. Healing, both physical and emotional, takes time. If this season feels different, remember that you're still creating meaningful moments, even if they're quieter than before. Give yourself grace and space to feel, rest, and recover.